Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
If you have a smart speaker and you're not using it to listen to WTIC News Talk 1080, then what exactly are you using it for?
Rantline coming up in a couple of minutes. 860-751-4698. Phone calls right now. John in Southington. Hello there, John.
How you doing?
What's in your mind? Go ahead.
Yeah, so I wanted to talk about the steel prices. I mean, they're just outrageous. I mean, we're looking at, in the past year, the price of steel, actually from September, went from 38 cents a pound to 97 cents a pound.
What's driving that?
Well, they're saying COVID. So everything got shut down, and so the supply got shortened because the factories are shut down. That's what they keep saying.
Well, that makes sense.
I'm actually a purchaser of the steel, and it's come to actually blind auctions now. So I actually have to get on the phone with a guy and give him a price, and then he goes to the mill where they make the steel and gives them the number. And I don't know what everybody else has been.
So you have no idea if you're paying too much or if you're going to get shut down and not get any supply.
Exactly.
Wow. Well, that will, are the steel mills getting charged back up?
Oh, yeah. Yes, they are.
So supply will ease and prices will plummet in steel.
They should. We'll see how long it lasts.
What do you do with the steel you buy?
We actually make cellar doors, steel basement doors, right here in Connecticut.
Those are fire doors? Is that what they're for?
No, they're basement cellar doors. So
no, I understand that that's where they go, in the basement cellar, but is that, why are they steel?
They're an exterior door, so to protect your home from somebody breaking in.
Okay.
There's an interior locking mechanism, so that way nobody's going to break into your house.
Got it. Well, yeah. Good luck finding some good price steel. If I see any, I'll call you.
That'd be great.
All right, John. Thank you so much. Nice to hear from you. Have a great weekend.
Connecticut's local news leader, WTIC News Talk 1080.
Oh, it comes every day, and I'm so happy. And it comes every week, too, Friday. But the rant line comes every day, 5 o'clock hour. We do it up here on WTIC. 860-522-9842. We also take live calls during the rant line hour. And the rant line number, 860-751-4698. Anthony, you ready to hit those rants? Let's get them going.
Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Catch a huckster by the toe. If his name is Governor Ned, he aims to tax you till you've bled. I said, eeny, meeny, miny, moe, catch the governor by his toe. If he hollers, make him pay a trillion taxes every day. Okay. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe, tell the governor he's got to go. He's no leader. There's no doubt we'll take him down and vote him out.
Yeah, baby. How about the creativity of our audience? This is a creative state, this Connecticut. Wow. I love that. Let's get another one, Anthony. Roll another rant.
Well, it looks like Joe DiMaggio and his administration want to start up and rebuild, keep building the wall again. I guess Trump was right again. That's for that Democratic bootlicker that always tries to trash Trump.
Yeah, hello, Todd. This is a great patriot. And today's rant is about fake news and Fox News, which is really the same thing.
Oh, I like what a long, violent explosion that was, Anthony. That was beautiful. There, I was telling Anthony when I asked him to get us a... I just was thinking old-fashioned, a ticking sound and a bomb going off. And I was telling him that in Boston when I was growing up, there was a sports talk show on Sunday nights called The Sports Huddle. And that was one of their things. It was these three guys who'd been found in a bar talking sports in a very funny way. And the executive from the radio station gave them a show on weekend nights to try it out. And it turned out to be a legendary show and a big hit. And that was one of their things, was blowing up callers. And everybody was so excited to tune in and see which callers were going to get blown up. So we'll start doing that too, I guess. Stephen Winstead. Hi, welcome.
Hi, Todd. I was calling about the Climate Initiative plan spot that I keep hearing on the radio, and it's almost trying to brainwash me into something.
And did it work?
No. I found three things wrong with the ad that I thought I'd talk with you about.
Okay.
One, they talk about jobs. They don't say what kind of jobs, what kind of background you need, or how much they pay. Two, they talk about their existential threat with the weather and how it's going to end the planet. It's not even brought up in the ad. And three, it's produced by and sponsored by British Petroleum, which happens to be a fossil fuel company.
Yeah, so?
The ad is so strange. It just, I don't know, to me it just kind of collapses under its own weight because it just doesn't really fall into what it's meant to put out.
Well,
it's
really
like a reversal.
I'm really disappointed when I hear that advertising fails, because I think it's really funny how much effort gets put into the whole industry. You know, there's probably hundreds of billions of dollars spent every year in this country trying to convince people of things using advertising. And it must work sometimes, and it must work in ways we don't even realize, even when we're consciously opposed. But yeah, I've yet to be influenced by any climate change ads.
Well, I'm happy to hear that.
Yeah. I'm staying strong.
And I was just calling to have some fun with you about that ad.
I'm glad. Thank you, Steve.
I'll talk to you later.
Good to hear from you. Have a great weekend. 860-522-9842. What's going on weather-wise? Well, it's gorgeous, if you haven't noticed. And these warm temperatures are really where we are for the next few days. Overnight, down to 50 degrees. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds with temps getting into the upper 70s. And a couple degrees cooler on Sunday. Could be a shower in the afternoon with a high of 76 degrees. Right now, it's 70 degrees still. At WTIC. Don't forget Jolly Ned's Comedy Club. This has been the best week yet. Consistent one day after another. Jolly Ned's Comedy Club. And that's coming up in about 15 minutes. I have to compliment and give credit to Steve from NBC Haddam, who produces the bits for us every day. But I also have to say that Ned, I think he's got some sort of inside deal with Ned, where Ned likes these things, and Ned is maybe reading scripts that Steve has given him, or just being incredibly generous with the dorky, clueless comments that he's been making, because it seems to me the job for Steve has been getting easier each week. Anyway, that's coming up. Jolly Ned's Comedy Club. You can find them. The ones you've heard already are all on a Facebook page. If you go to Facebook and search Jolly Ned's Comedy Club, it'll pop up for you. Okay, back to the rant line. What's next, Anthony?
Yeah, good afternoon, Todd. I just wanted to let you know.
Yes.
I'm taking up a collection to sponsor a trip, and the guest list will include Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, Dick Blumenthal, Chris Murphy, Ocasio-Cortez, and Nancy Pelosi. I'm sponsoring a free trip for them up the Yangtze River in China to study the methane gas release out of alligators. That should keep them busy for a while.
Isn't it funny how just saying the Yangtze River sounds like a body part is being discussed? And then he goes right to what a body part produces. That was good stuff. Good stuff. Creativity abounds, as I said, here on the Rant Line. What's next, Anthony?
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Hi. That was my wife who said, it's complicated, but Rosalie lost her cell phone. And the Rant Line is an actual cell phone voicemail service. So I have this one of her old phones, which the Rant Line rings into, and that's where you leave your message. So she lost her cell phone, and while we're trying to figure out where it is, I gave her the Rant Line to use, and I said, Rosalie, don't answer the Rant Line when it rings. And of course, she paid no attention to me. So if you've been calling the Rant Line and you've been getting Rosalie and hearing her say that, can you play that again so everybody will have it clearly identified in their minds?
Hello? Hello?
If you call the Rant Line and you hear that lovely voice, hello, you will know it is Rosalie. And so don't just hang up on her. Say, hi, Rosalie. I was calling the Rant Line.
I thought I had the wrong number when I was getting the voicemail for a second.
Yeah.
I should have said hi. I tried to say hi, and then I called back, and she didn't hear me. So if you're listening, hi, Rosalie.
She probably got tired of you hanging up on her.
Yeah,
she's going, like,
this jerk.
Darn Rant Line callers hanging up on me. Anyway, that's what happens with the Rant Line. So if you've don't be mad if that's happened to you, and just call back. 860-751-4698. Next rant.
Holy you know what. Howdy doody got himself his executive power extended. I can't wait to see how he spends that $1 billion slush fund.
That multi-billion-dollar slush fund. It'll be more. Yes, the it's an ugly situation. The amount of theft that is going on of the people's money, and there are people who still, like Anthony, gets calls after I pack up and leave the studio, and he's sitting here answering the phone, and people are yelling at him about, why does Todd say all those mean things about Jolly Ned? He's a good guy. Yeah, of course he is. It's really weird how the people who, all it takes, it doesn't matter how many, it's like people loved Bonnie and Clyde. What did Bonnie and Clyde do? They broke into banks and took all the money. The money belonged to people. But people felt so hostile towards the government that Bonnie and Clyde, in their minds, were good. Now, I don't know what the rationale is for thinking these criminals are good. The ones who have devastated the state's finances. I don't know. All right, what's next? Do we have any more?
Todd, good afternoon, and thank you so much. Your assessment of these people is beyond correct.
Beyond correct.
And Liz Cheney is a delusional fool. And the garbage that spews from her mouth is enough to knock a buzzard off a manure wagon.
A buzzard off a manure wagon. Do buzzards like manure?
I don't know.
I thought buzzards were out there scouting for vulnerable prey.
Most likely.
Not what the vulnerable prey left behind before they became vulnerable or before they started preying. Oh, man, that was a good one. See, this is why the Rant Line is delightful. Right there, that's the reason. All right, what's next?
Hi, I'm calling about Medicare insurance, and my callback number is 888-441-0898.
Why does he talk so fast, that guy? It's like he's being chased by Bonnie and Clyde. What is going on? Play that again. I want to listen to this. I want to decipher what country it's coming from. Do I hear somebody from China or India?
Hi, I'm calling about Medicare insurance, and my callback number is 888-441-0898.
Why does he talk like he's that disclaimer at the end of a pharmaceutical ad? Trying to get that stuff out of the way.
Sounds like a robot, like a little bit. Like
they can set the robot to any speed they want. Yeah. How about comprehensible? How about enough time to write it down? How about repeating the phone number? Anyway, why is the robot calling the rant line? It should be, its computer should know to stay
it's
away.
It's true.
Well, maybe they thought they'd get some free airtime. Oh, man. All right, go ahead.
Oh, this is a serious issue, Todd, and a chance for you to really get something good done.
Well, thank you. I haven't had that opportunity.
The evil symbiotic relationship between Pura,
yes,
and Eversource.
Okay.
Two examples. One being Pura just fined Eversource millions of dollars. Those millions of dollars are going to go to Lamont's coffers and us folk who suffered the outages are not going to get anything out of this. What they should do is put in a rate reduction and instead of having all of this money go to Joliet.
Yeah, so you're right to be upset with Pura and the relationship with Eversource and the utilities. That's system rigging. Why is there the government, the hyper regulation by government of the utilities, but for the system rigging that it provides for elected officials? Again, this is structural. It's just like unions, should not exist. Spin it off into some kind of, you know, let local companies buy up the assets for a dollar and let them operate. Let the prices come down dramatically. Make the state more competitive. Do you see this tension that's always there? The politicians want the state less competitive because that means they get the extra cash that costs you the extra money. So they want to rig the system. Take away market-driven systems and put in politician-controlled systems so they get the cash. And you end up, by definition, in that relationship with less. So when the government says, oh, we want to take care of you, we'll regulate the electric companies. And then they create a panel called Pura, which the governor gets control of by the appointments. He has the prerogative on the appointments. Everything that Eversource does is sanctioned by Ned Lamont. If you don't like the way you're getting the shaft from the electric company, I guess I should say the way you're getting shocked by the electric company, just blame Jolly Ned. Eversource means Jolly Ned, in other words. 860-522-9842. We've got more rants coming up. We've got Jolly Ned's Comedy Club, a good one today, coming up. But first, let's find out what's happening on your roads. A busy commute today. That's how Friday afternoons can be, especially when people are starting to go back to work.
This is Connecticut's news station, WTIC News Talk 1080. Depend on it.
WTIC, before we get to Jolly Ned's Comedy Club, let's grab Greg from Waterbury. Hi, Greg.
Hey, how are you? Good to talk to you, Todd.
Thank you.
Just wanted to follow up on a few things. The emergency power extension for the governor.
Yes.
And a little bit concerning over the year, the issue of these no-bid contracts that seem to be a favorite of his, and really concerned about what that's going to do in terms of the budget.
In what way are you concerned about the budget?
Well, I believe that it was $78 million, I thought that I read, that he awarded to a firm to promote the vaccine in Connecticut.
To, okay, go ahead, make your point.
And my concern was that, you know, any of these contracts should be awarded by a bid process, and I just don't think that continuing to extend this these emergency powers indefinitely is in the best interest of the taxpayers.
Well, there's no way it could be in the best interest of taxpayers. It's an absolute scam, so you're right about that. And the purpose of it is to enhance the governor's power, to put him in the driver's seat for re-election by minimizing fighting and disputes with the legislature, and to control the news, because it puts him in a position where there basically is no other flow of information. So I'm with you on all of that, Greg.
I have one other thing if I could bring up, and I want to support this officer who was fired up in Torrington, Officer Peters.
Mm-hmm.
If you read the Republican American, this individual that he took into custody was assaulting people, assaulting officers. This guy was a real well winner, and it's a shame that the officer was not given the due respect he deserves. These officers, they put their lives on the line, and it's a shame that they don't get the opportunity to be safe. And when people bring these allegations, it almost makes you wonder if they do these things on purpose just to get a lawsuit going.
It's possible. I doubt that people are that strategic, but it's possible. Thank you, Greg, for the call. Have a good weekend. 860-522-9842. I've gone a little long for this segment now, so we don't have time to get the Jolly Ned's Comedy Club in until after the next update. Do we have time to do a rant? Can you get a rant going for us, Anthony? Or are you? Am I jamming you up with too many things to do in too little time?
We could do a rant, yeah.
Go ahead.
Hi, Todd. Well, I guess Brian Wilson at NBC still hasn't learned work ethics. What some people won't do for fame and fortune.
Brian
Wilson?
I got
all this information at the 9 o'clock hour. Later. Hi, Todd. Listen, please disregard my first rant. It was about Brian Wilson when it should have been Brian Williams from NBC.
If everybody had an ocean across the USA, then everybody'd be serving like California. Serving USA.
And my sincerest apologies to the Beach Boys. But for Brian Williams, you got a lot of nerve saying what you did. You've got to be hard up for fame and fortune.
All right, go easy on
the poor,
left-wing media. Thank you for the call. WTIC. Okay, Jolly Ned's Comedy Club coming up right now because we have to get it going for you. Brought to us by Steve from NBC. Haddam.
Welcome to Jolly Ned's Comedy Club, home of the professional stand-up comedy show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, our next comedian, he's got more incentives than a car dealership on President's Day. Put your hands together for the cool Frosty himself, Ned Lamont.
All right, good afternoon, everybody. Happy Friday. If you want to stick around a little bit, it's totally up to you. We have to work a lot harder with incentives. I'm sort of amused. There are a lot of people now trying, different incentives out there. Ohio says, hey, you can get access to $1 million lottery ticket. We're not that profligate yet. Stafford Speedway is going to have a free vaccination van. If you go there, you get a free hot dog. So that's one of the pluses you have. I'll be there as long as they don't have to have one of your hot dogs. All right, I'm getting my signal here. I hope you guys have a great weekend. Be safe.
That was good, wasn't it? Good stuff. A grand week of mocking Jolly Ned. And there is no worthier activity in the state of Connecticut, I think, than. And no more powerful force against the forces of devilish bad government than mockery. which somehow is a very effective tool for picking apart those who want to appear important, capable, and decent when none of those things are attributes that can be ascribed to them. 860-522-9842. Joining us right now is activist Alexis Harrison. Hello, Alexis.
Hello. Good evening, Todd.
Nice to have you back. You're like a regular thing here on Fridays.
I know. I like it.
So what's going on this weekend for protests?
Again, I'm with CT169strong.org, and we are continuing to fight these very onerous zoning bills that our legislator has put forth. Which would, at a high level, just take away, you know, our local zoning control and have Hartford be making decisions for us when it comes to development in our town. So we're crisscrossing the state and just rallying. And tomorrow we will be in Danielson, Connecticut, in beautiful farm country at 11 a.m. at 48 Cottage Street.
I'm sorry, what time is that, 11 a.m.?
11 a.m., yeah, 48 Cottage Street in Danielson, Connecticut. It will be with a number of state reps, including State Rep Doug Dubinsky and some local zoning officials, including Jeffrey Gordon, who's chair of the Woodstock Zoning Commission.
And is Danielson near Woodstock? I'm not familiar with it.
Yeah, it's in the same vicinity. It's what they call the quiet corner of the state.
Yep.
And I haven't been up there either, so I'm looking forward to it. And again, these zoning bills are basically saying, you know, Hartford saying to our town, you don't know what you're doing. You don't know what's right for your town, but we know how to do it. So we're going to tell you what's best for you. You know, just another example of this heavy-handedness coming from Hartford. And we're saying no to it. It's not going to be good for Connecticut.
Well, the whole idea for the zoning, for people who haven't heard, is to take it away from the local communities so that the plunderers can plunder the local communities with, you know, by transferring wealth out. So they're confined right now, I think, is their problem, to the amount of money they can move into cities to take care of the systems that they've developed that don't work and that cost a lot of money that they don't have and don't generate. And it just seems wrong to mess up the whole business model of the successful communities in the state in order to pay the bills for the failed ones.
Yeah, exactly. And we should be continuing to invest in our cities. We don't need to urbanize the suburbs. And these bills, quite frankly, they enrich developers. They help, you know, wealthy, you know, landowners. They don't really create affordable housing. They don't do. They just create density. And I think that's wrong. If we need, you know, we need solutions in Connecticut. We need more nuanced solutions where all the stakeholders are at the table, and that, you know, really reflect the unique characteristic of our 169 towns and cities.
What is the problem that needs to be solved exactly?
That is a great question. You know, Sarah Bronin and other people have said that we are a segregated state, and I have never seen any data or statistics to really back that up. And they believe their solution, which is Bill SB 1024, will help solve that solution, help solve that problem. Rather.
Solve a problem that we're not sure exists. And this seems to me a common thing done in the state where they fabricate a problem and then ascribe it to an answer that can't be responsive if we don't know what the problem is.
Right. And, you know, Connecticut does have an affordable housing law. It's not as if we're not addressing it because many of our towns are. In fact, my hometown of Fairfield does a really good job with addressing, you know, this issue. And I think this should be left up to the towns and not up to Hartford, a Hartford bureaucrat who has never stepped in your town.
All right. So give people the action message again?
Absolutely. So we will be in Danielson, Connecticut, which is called the quiet corner of the state. We will be at 48 Cottage Street. It's going to be a gorgeous, gorgeous day out. Come out for an hour at 11 a.m. And it's ct169strong.org.
ct169strong.org. Alexis Harrison, thank you so much.
Appreciate it, Todd. Be well.
Have a great weekend and a great event tomorrow. 860-522-9842. We've got another rant or two for you. We've got, do you still have that file where we put together those earlier in the week Jolly Neds? Remember I said to
yes.
you? Yeah. So let's listen to those because those are really good. We might as well use this time fruitfully.
Let me play one more rant and then I'll play some of the week's Jolly Neds. But here's another from our favorite Great Patriot.
Hello, Todd. This is the Great Patriot. Today's rant is all about the hypocritical radical right
Republican, formerly known Republican Party, that's gone so radically right and hypocritical.
Oh, I love that. Love that. So I have one suggestion for producing that. Give it a few more seconds for him to establish his point and make it feel like he might say something that's constructive or illuminating. And then let the sound of the air raid sirens go. And I think that'll be fun. And then also mess around with some different kinds of explosions.
Okay.
Because that's a huge explosion. Sometimes
yeah.
We might be able to get them off the road with an IED without having to go to a nuclear device, you know? Here's the weather forecast, and then we'll play the best of this week. Well, the best of Jolly Ned and his comedy routines is this week, I think. So we'll play some of those. WTIC, a Friday. It's a Friday. What's coming up, by the way, Anthony, after 6 today? Do we have an after 6 segment, or do we have that baseball game again? That sport that they seem obsessed with lately.
The Boston Red Sox will be playing the Los Angeles Angels tonight at 6:10. We will start coverage.
Aren't they the California Angels?
Anaheim Angels. Okay. Yes, so you were right.
Yeah, not L.A. That's the Raiders.
Yes. Well, yeah. Now they're Vegas, but
the Vegas Raiders.
They're all over the place.
Boy, that's a gamble. 860-522-9842. And don't forget the rant line number for the weekend, 751-4698. Let's hear some Jolly Ned. Is this Monday's Jolly Ned we're going to hear right now? This was maybe the best one of the week. I think so. Here we go.
Welcome to Jolly Ned's Comedy Club, home of the professional stand-up comedy show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we appreciate everyone coming down. If you ever miss a show, you can always go to the Facebook page, Jolly Ned's Comedy Club, where you can hear the best, or is it the worst, of our next comedian. Please give it up for the cool Frosty, Ned Lamont.
Good afternoon, everybody. Hope you had a great weekend.
You suck!
We keep trying to have fun. Herd immunity is not an on-off switch. Hey, look, we're getting closer to herd immunity, whatever that means. And over to you, Max.
Unfortunately, this is our time for our last question.
This gentleman says he's going to leave Connecticut if he has to wear a mask all the way through the winter. Can he be maybe even general summer, fall, winter? When might this mandate disappear so this gentleman can make a decision about where he wants to live?
Whoa. I'll probably do an executive order. It's a continuation of the executive order for indoor masking.
And that was our final question. So, Governor, off to you.
Hey, look, I won't bore you any more with this. Really appreciate you being here and able to join us a little bit. Thanks, everybody.
That was impressive how Ned was still running a cover story for masks when he's known for a long time that it was all going away this week.
But he doesn't want it to go away, so...
Well, no, I think he's happy to, because the Biden administration wants it to seem like Biden has created some kind of victory in the great war against COVID instead of just riding in on the tail end of the Trump presidency and being able to use the Trump vaccine as something he's taken credit for, like he's taken credit for Trump tax rebates.
Yeah, follow the leader and just...
He is a piece of work, man. They all are. Okay. Can we get another one? The Tuesday edition of Jolly Ned's Comedy Club. A little retrospective of the week.
Welcome to Jolly Ned's Comedy Club, home of the professional stand-up comedy show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, thanks for coming down to Jolly Ned's Comedy Club. Our next comedian is going to tell us on how to get back to normal. Put your hands together for the cool Frosty himself, Ned Lamont.
All right, good afternoon, everybody. Happy days are here again. Let me introduce to you my new best friend, Terrence Chang.
Thank you again for your leadership, and you and your administration have done a really great job.
Terrence Chang, you're hitting the ground running, man. Thank you for that. And any questions?
NBC Connecticut.
Yes, Governor, my questions today are about kind of getting back to normal. What are your thoughts on that?
That's a good question. I can't speak to that.
Do you think that we're going to be back to normal by summer, or at least during the summer months?
Josh, you want to take that? All right, I think that's about it. So here, I guess, let me just say something very positive. Take a hike, everybody.
Oh, good stuff. By the way, the deal on masks, this is another of the great hustles, the whole mask thing. They're shutting down masks with the idea that they will, by having the president make an announcement about masks, which he has very little control over, the masks have been mandated to be worn by the states. The president has controlled them on airplanes and a couple other places. The reason he's making this announcement is to make it seem like it's now up to individual businesses to make the decision. And that will expedite the creation of the vaccine passport without the government having to do it. Because now individual businesses will be making, say, well, if you want to come here, you've got to be vaccinated. That's the scam. It's got to be right there. It's a perfect scam. Have a great weekend. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Todd Talk, and to go to, well, check out my poll on the governor's new tax hike on gas on my Facebook page. Go to toddtalk.com. It'll bring you right there. toddtalk.com. Have a great weekend. I'll see you Monday afternoon. Red Sox baseball coming up next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, oh.